Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Broadcasting live from Capital Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. Take an extended lunch break on a Monday. You deserve it. We're live and local here in Richmond, Virginia. Richmond's home for the Washington Nationals. And the Nats were front and center on ESPN and all of your sports networks last night when they made a major move, firing Mike Rizzo, general manager, president of baseball operations, and your manager, Davey Martinez, both of whom helped the Nationals win the 2019 World Series. But since then, the team has struggled to win more than 75 games. Time to talk all things baseball here on Major League Chew.
Play ball.
It's time for Major League Chew.
Chew on that for a second.
What's the biggest story in the big leagues?
It is over here!
Can you handle the heat?
There's no crying in baseball!
This puppy's headed for orbit!
Major League Chew on AWOD Radio.
Big bubbles, no trouble.
So the Washington Nationals get swept at home by the Boston Red Sox, and ownership decides to make a move, a major move. Mike Rizzo, Davey Martinez, World Series champions with the Nationals in 2019, out of a job as the team has really struggled in recent years, and sitting at 37-53. Rizzo, the top decision maker since 2013. Rizzo brought on Martinez, and under Martinez, the team won the World Series in 2019. That was actually Martinez's only playoff appearance. That kind of shows you how much he struggled as manager. And I told you guys my take is he deserved to be fired. Did Mike Rizzo? No. But as Ryan Clary has told us, as Bobby Blanco has told us, as several other Nationals reporters have mentioned, maybe Mike Rizzo is not the right guy for the job, considering this ownership group is not treating this team like a major market franchise like they did in 2012 and 2013 when he was given full control, to 2019 when they won it all. They've been treating it differently. They haven't been committing enough money, enough resources to help Rizzo turn this team around and finish off the rebuild. And so I think it's quite simple that that move shows you and shows the fan base that the rebuild failed. The rebuild failed. They thought that they could trade Turner, Juan Soto, basically half of the, or more than half, 90% of the 2019 World Series squad, and get good again, right? And CJ Abrams and James Wood and Mackenzie Gore are some good pieces, but it comes down to wins and losses. And 37-53, and you just get swept at home by the Red Sox. And I personally think this decision to fire both of them was made during that 10-plus game losing streak in June, as the wheels fell off in June and the train ran off the tracks. Because before that, you know, they were, it's not like they were above 500, but they were winning some series against some good teams. I mean, I'm going to go back here. All right, the terrible losing streak was from June 7th to June 18th. 11 days in a row, no wins, right? And that was awful. But are we going to forget about the six-game win streak in May? Or the series that they won in late April there over Arizona and the Dodgers, and then they played really well in a couple series after that against the Mets and the Phillies? The bottom fell off, not in May, in June, and I think that's when this decision was made, and I think they said, all right, we're going to save pace. We're going to save face. We're not going to let people know this is just an emotional decision because of an 11-game losing streak. It's basically a month later from when the losing streak started, June 7th, to when they got fired, July 6th. The team did not improve. They ended the losing streak, but then they started another one and another one and another one, and it's frustrating as hell to see this team lose 90-plus games every single year, because this is a major market. This is not the Baltimore Orioles, right? I mean, we should be running things like the Phillies and the Mets, and we should compete for the NL East every year with the Phillies, the Mets, and the Braves, and that should be the case. Not the bottom of the cellar, not the bottom of the NL East, and just live there for year after year after year. It's been frustrating. They had to make a change. Martinez made sense. Rizzo, I don't love it. I don't like it at all. And I don't even think they're going to replace him with somebody that's half as talented as Mike Rizzo. Let's take a listen to Chelsea Janes, who was on the Junkies this morning, trying to explain why ownership made these changes and why they made them now. Why ownership made these changes. Here's Chelsea Janes.
I'm reluctant to assign much long-term strategy to this ownership group. I'd be surprised if they were in the losing streak and said, hey, let's target July and, you know, right before July instead. You know, I think they just decide when they decide. I might be proven wrong. We don't know. That's just me speculating. One of the things that stands out to me about this timing is, A, the proximity to the deadline to pick up the option. You know, the deadline was, you know, mid-July. And so, you know, I think that probably forced their hand in a way that the losing streak didn't. I also think, and no one has told me this, you know, the Nats aren't going to be home again until after the All-Star break. So there's a two-week period now where there's no one in that room that's going to have to answer to local media in any way for 2 weeks. Like, I think that is helpful to them. I think that's appealing. You know, the Nats go on the road and then they're off, and, you know, the dust will have settled by then. So that might be part of it. You know, the thing I kind of wish they had thought through a little bit differently and maybe even just pushed this back till today was, you know, Mackenzie Gore and James Wood are first-time All-Stars, and the story of their day was their manager and general manager getting fired. So, you know, from that perspective, it was a little jarring. But
yeah, right.
But yeah, I don't think there was, like, a long-term plan. I think probably the deadline just forced their hand.
I really think Chelsea's onto something there in terms of why it happened right now. By the time they get back to D.C. after the All-Star break, there'll be a new manager in the building. There's going to be the interim GM. I think she's right that some of the dust will have settled. Maybe this was simply a Friday news dump on a Sunday where the team is traveling, going to be on the road, then you're going to have the All-Star break, and then they're hoping by the time they get back here, there's not going to be 100 reporters with 100 questions. And maybe that's going to work out for them. I don't think they're going to get the new GM hire right or the new manager hire right. That's where I struggle to believe in this ownership group. Let's take a listen to Barry Svrluga, who was on the Junkies, talking about the next step, the GM search.
It really will be kind of revealing how the Learners handle the GM search. They have had a slew of execs from different areas in their business leave for other jobs over the past couple of years, and in almost every case, they've just bumped up whoever was behind them and not, you know, gone out and try to figure out who the best and the brightest out there are. I don't think they can do that in baseball ops. And that's not to say Mike DiBartolo isn't deserving of a shot. He's a really thoughtful executive and has been there a long time and knows the good and the bad that's under the hood there. But he has to be put up against a list of qualified candidates who are allowed to come in and make their own presentations. And really, they should be seeking opinions from all across the sport because this is a major, major hire, and they haven't done that for whatever it is, 17 years since they put Rizzo in charge.
So how are they going to manage this hire? Are they going to go out and find the best possible candidate? Are they going to find the cheapest possible candidate? Are they going to fit the candidate that are they going to find the candidate that fits what they want to do in terms of running this organization and how much they want to spend and how much they're willing to spend and the limitations that follow with that? Because as I told Ryan Clary, I don't think a top assistant general manager or like a, you know, I keep having to put this in football terms, the next Adam Peters, right? The next guy that's ready to take over a franchise, right? He was working his way up with the 49ers and other franchises like the Broncos and the Patriots, and everybody knew that Adam Peters was going to get a job to become a general manager. A lot of people believed he was going to be successful, and it worked out. The Nationals are not getting that guy because there's no way Adam Peters of baseball would want to deal with this. No way. So I'm very concerned about this next decision, and I'm very concerned about even next Sunday when they have the number one overall pick, because that's a huge opportunity, especially in a year where it's really not given. You know, I don't think people give enough credit to Rizzo for some of the picks he made, but some of them also were number one picks, like Harper, like Strasburg. But he deserves credit for like Anthony Rendon, so for like Trey Turner. And so I will always be a Rizzo guy, and I always feel like this. When your team sucks in pro sports, you have to blame ownership. You got to go all the way to the top. I felt that way for 20 years with the Commanders. I still feel that way about the Wizards and the Capitals. It starts with Leonsis. And so now, in terms of the Nationals, it starts with ownership. And they have got to improve. Improve in terms of spending money or how they go about their operations, because they're treating it like it's a mid-market, and that's not cool for the fan base at all, who was starving for baseball for 30 years, got a team, got them good, and then they've been irrelevant since the pandemic. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start to finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Breaking news on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, powered by Odyssey, is brought to you by BetQL.
Breaking news, the Washington Nationals have named the club's interim manager. Washington Nationals naming Miguel Cairo the interim manager. Nats sign Miguel Cairo, make him the interim manager. That's breaking news here on The Fan. After the news yesterday, they move on from Davey Martinez. Miguel Cairo is a minor league coach with player development focus, ideal for grooming young talent and establishing the culture. He will get his shot starting tomorrow for the Washington Nationals. As they announced today, they have named Miguel Cairo the club's interim manager for the rest of this season. That's breaking news on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So the Nats move quickly. Miguel Cairo, your interim manager, and Mike DiBartolo is your interim GM, stepping in for Mike Rizzo, the president of baseball operations. So the Lerner family will hopefully do a nationwide search following the conclusion of this season for the next GM and the next manager. But as of right now, Mike DiBartolo is the interim for this season, and Miguel Cairo, the interim manager, for the rest of this season. Day off today, travel day before the Nats start a new series tomorrow. I wanted to bring up this story, though, because I found this so interesting, and it includes the Washington Commanders. Since the year 1990, 35 seasons of NFL football, at least four new teams have earned a spot in the postseason every year. Following a year, they weren't in the playoffs at all. 2014, the Vikings from 7-10 to 14-3. The Commanders from 4-13 to 12-5. The Chargers from 5-12 to 11-6. And the Broncos 8-9 to 10-7. If we're ranking those teams, I think you have to put the Vikings number one, even though 7-10 to 14-3 is not as good of an improvement as the Commanders. They won 14 games. Like, that's insane to think about. The Vikings with Sam Darnold won 14 games. Now, Commanders second from 4-12, an 8-win turnaround, got to the postseason, made some noise in the postseason, concludes in a conference championship loss to the Chargers. To the Eagles. The Chargers from 5-12 to 11-6 are probably third, and the Broncos, they only improved by 2 wins, but they completely turned around a team, make it into the playoffs, and now maybe have your quarterback of the future. So who's going to be the team this year to go from out of the postseason to into the playoffs? Here are the teams with the longest active playoff droughts. The New York Jets, 14 seasons. That's the longest active playoff drought for the NFL, for the NBA, for the MLB, and for the NHL. Do I think Justin Fields is going to end that drought? I do not. The Atlanta Falcons have missed the playoffs for 7 straight seasons. I think they're in. It's one of my hot takes. I saw enough of that of Michael Penix that I think he's going to take off this year. I am obsessed with Bijan Robinson, and I think we're seeing the league, which had been a passing league for so long, still is a passing league, go back to more of you can win with ground and pound after Saquon just won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. Panthers have missed the playoffs for 7 straight seasons. You're not going to hear me predict that Bryce Young gets in the playoffs. Chicago has missed it for 4 seasons in a row. I think there's a chance that ends this year. The Indianapolis Colts have missed it for four straight seasons. I think you're going to be waiting another year, Colts fans. And the Saints have missed it for 4 years. And that one, I almost guarantee they're not making the playoffs this year. So who do you think ends their active streak of playoff droughts? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. So I'm going to say Falcons are my pick. Now let's go behind the glass here. We got Stubb running the ones and twos. You can call in 833-804-0910. Biff, our intern for the summer. What do you guys think? Who's going to end their playoff drought this year?
I think I like the Chicago pick. It reminds me a lot of last year's Chargers. You got a new high impact head coach with like the Harbaugh there. We got Ben Johnson here. And a quarterback that should be really good. There, Justin Herbert, I don't know if he's actually good. Here, it's Caleb Williams, I don't know if he's actually good. But I think they have the talent to get there.
So your pick is?
Chicago Bears.
The Chicago Bears. I don't hate that pick at all. I'd probably have it second on my list. But I'm believing in the Falcons. And I do love their coach, you know. Was here in Washington. How about you, Biff?
Yeah, I'm going to go Falcons with you. I think the only reason why I'm going with the Falcons is because of the division and the conference they're in. The NFC South is very – it's not
winnable.
Scary. Yeah, it's not scary at all. Tampa Bay is good, don't get me wrong, and they always seem to make the playoffs for some reason, but they're really not that much better than the Falcons. And playing both of them in back-to-back weeks, or maybe not back-to-back weeks, but in the span of – a month playing the Falcons and the Bucks, I was definitely way more scared. The Falcons played us way more more impressive than the Buccaneers did. And with Penix, who, like you said, wasn't, you know, maybe the star last year rookie, but I'm excited to see what he can do. So I'm going to have to go with Falcons. I'm excited. They got a good defense and a winnable division.
My question is, can they win that division, or is it going to be Tampa Bay once again? Tampa Bay's had a stranglehold on that division. Even though they haven't had the playoff success since Tom Brady, they keep winning that division. But the question is, can they just replace Liam Cohen like they replaced the guy that went to Carolina the year before that? This is going to be the third offensive coordinator in 3 years for Baker Mayfield. This time they hired from within, right? They believe Josh Grizzard is the new offensive wizard. I didn't mean to do a pun there, but it's pretty funny that that's his name. But he was the quarterback coach or the passing game coordinator for the Bucs the previous year when Liam Cohen was there. So I wonder if the Bucs can continue to win that division. If they take a step back, I'm picking Atlanta to win that division. Who would you say is number two on your list, guys? Because to me, it is. I'm going Chicago.
Yeah, I'll probably go Chicago as well. Just because looking at the list, I mean, the Jets are terrible, yeah. And they have the Bills in that division as well.
Why isn't Stubb protecting his guy Justin Fields here? You don't think he's going to lead them to the postseason?
I am absolutely a Justin Fields guy. Yeah, AFC. I've seen enough. If the Jets were the NFC, maybe if they were like. I think they could get the 7 seed. I think the AFC is too competitive right now for that team to get in.
So, I mean, is there any chance? Because I don't think Miami's going to be that good. New England's going to be that good. Is there any chance that Buffalo takes a step back and that the New York Jets could actually challenge them?
What kind of step back is that? That would be like a tremendous step back. Like, even if the Bills win 11, 10 games, I don't think the Jets are doing that.
The Dolphins have a guy who could literally pass away any game. I am so worried about him.
To come out at Tua.
The Jets, it's the Jets. And then I think the Patriots take a step forward, but that would be a big step forward to make the playoffs and dethrone Buffalo Drake May season two.
You know, the one team I'm sleeping on in this list here of six under the most longest active playoff droughts is the Carolina Panthers. I just don't believe in their quarterback. I don't believe in the talent they have on that team.
He was cooking at the end of last season.
Yeah, he was cooking.
But my point is that is a division that I could see somebody popping up and winning.
Yeah.
And so if we're talking about Atlanta's our number one team, I don't think we can put Carolina at the bottom there. I mean, I think there is a chance that they're better than they were last year, where they were 5-12. How much better is it going to take? That division's seen a team get in the playoffs at 8-9. Yeah. That division, I think, has seen a playoff team at maybe 7-10. Like, that division's been pretty bad consistently. Carolina, I just don't see New Orleans ever getting out of the cellar of that division.
Not this year, for sure.
Not this year, for sure. You want to go ahead?
I think, sorry to interrupt. I think I would probably switch the Colts around with your Panthers. I just wanted to put that. We were kind of skipping over the Colts.
I'm not interested.
It's Daniel Jones.
Well, but I think they have a great secondary. They have Jonathan Taylor and some good wide receivers and a good offensive line. And it's, again, a weak division. I'm just saying.
Like 7 wins.
I'm just saying. When the Colts make the playoffs, I'll be at a high point waiting for both of you guys to call me and apologize.
Well, you're bringing them up at the end of the segment. If you had brought them up as your first team, then I would apologize. But you agreed with me on the Falcons. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We're going to check in with our colleague from our sister stations in Washington, D.C., from 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. It's our buddy Denton Day. What's up, Denton? How are you, man?
AWOD, what's up, man? How you doing?
Yeah, so much for a slow sports summer here. Big news last night. The Washington Nationals move on from Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez. Why don't you give us your spit take, initial reaction?
Yeah, silly me for thinking that a potential Terry McLaurin contract would be the only big news story out of our city this week. I was stunned the way that everybody else was stunned, not necessarily at the decision to move on from Davey Martinez. That one felt like we knew about that months ago at this point. We knew he was gone, but it's the decision to move on from Mike Rizzo, and really more than anything, the timing of when they decided to move on from Mike Rizzo. The MLB draft is in less than a week now, and you're moving on from your general manager. And I know Rizzo doesn't have the greatest history when it comes to drafting an organization, but there are some optics involved in this that around the rest of the league, you're going to have to look at and scratch your head and say, if they fired him before one of the most important things for a general manager to do during the course of the season, what happens to me if I go take the job there? Like, this is more than just letting go a guy that's been in your organization for 20 years. There's a lot of context that are missing, that is missing, at least from the learner's perspective, because they are, in more reasons than one, the entire reason he got fired. They don't spend money. It makes it very difficult to build a team. You know this, AWOD, the way that most of your listeners know this. If you want to win in baseball, you got to shell out some really serious cash. I'm not saying you got to pay the way the Dodgers are paying, but you at least got to shell out more than like the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tampa Bay Rays on a regular basis. You're a major market team, and they're operating as if they're market number 20 in Major League Baseball. So it's not just Rizzo to blame for that. That's very much on the learners. And now we're in this really odd position of they have to make a real decision on how the future of this team is going to operate in terms of who they hire. They don't really have a whole lot of track record in hiring smart people. So I'm very, very worried.
Mike Rizzo said, quote, "The sun will come up tomorrow. That's the job. I had a great run, navigated that ownership group for almost 20 years. I think he said everything that we needed him to say with that quote, that he had to navigate that ownership group that right now has to be one of the worst in Major League Baseball and has to be now one of the worst in D.C. sports now that Dan Snyder's gone, now that Ted Leonsis has given charge to the Washington Wizards to a competent group in Michael Winger and Will Dawkins, and they've won a championship with the Capitals. All eyes are on the learners now, and I don't know if they realized, like, this move didn't make things easier for them. It's actually now all eyes on them, and a lot of people want them to sell the team.
Yeah, and that's partly on them, because they said, we're thinking about selling the team. So everyone was like, all right, sweet. What would a new ownership group look like here in Washington? And then, you know, about 18 months, a year later, they're like, actually, we're going to keep the team, and, you know, the air just completely deflated. With Dan Snyder gone from the entire, well, really the entire country, because we know he ran to Europe to hide, but when he left D.C., that big giant shield that was protecting guys like Ted Leonsis and Mark Lerner in terms of us not necessarily seeing them for all their flaws, because you had this absolute, you know, devil of a human in Dan Snyder, well, he's now gone, so we get to see their flaws and they actually now have to be functional owners. If you're going to fire a guy like Mike Rizzo, like the big luxury that they had in keeping Mike Rizzo for a long time is at the very least they had someone to point a finger at. They don't really have that anymore because now it's up to them to make the next couple of big decisions and, again, shape the face of the franchise and the direction of the franchise moving forward. If you didn't think that Mike Rizzo could build a winner, well, now you have to go get someone that you think can build a winner. And that's been the most confusing part to me, Awad, is not only did you fire a guy before the MLB draft, a week before the MLB draft, you don't really seem to have a backup plan. You just kind of fired him for the sake of firing him and making a change, but it's not like there was someone waiting in the wings to take over this job. So they're kind of in no man's land at the moment.
Yeah, unless you're a big believer in Mike DiBartolo, right, as he steps in here. I am not, and I believe Mike Rizzo will end up in a new organization and win a World Series again before the Washington Nationals do. I don't understand why, you know, I feel like part of this fan base is putting all the blame on Rizzo, and I feel like there's this take that he hasn't drafted or developed good players in like 10 or 15 years, and that's just not true at all. And I think some of us are so short-sighted, and we look at the wins and losses, and 71 wins last year, 71 before that, 55 in 2022, 65 in 2021. It's been awful. But remember the fact that Rizzo came in here in 2009 when they won 59. The next year they won 69. And then the next year they won 80. And then it was 90-plus for like 10 straight seasons. That's Mike Rizzo.
Yeah, he built a winner. And then you know, there are some series of unfortunate events. You know, winning the World Series in 2019 and then not getting your victory lap, which comes with a massive financial gain because of the COVID season. Like you should have been, we should have had filled out Nats Park every single day that next season. It should have been a championship parade, all the new sponsors jumping in. And because of COVID, you know, you lose that opportunity and you lose millions and millions, potentially, depending on how good the salespeople were, billions of dollars with not getting that victory lap. So that takes into consideration a little bit here. But like the funny thing is, like, so even if Mike Rizzo is not the greatest of drafters, right? He's not the greatest. He's great with trades. If he's not the greatest with drafters, even if he was, the learners weren't going to pay the guys because the ones that the right. draft picks that he did hit on without, you know, outside of Steven Strasburg, the draft picks that he did hit on, the learners never wanted to pay them. So you can say, well, he couldn't draft very well, but like they weren't going to pay anyone that he drafted anyway. So what does it really matter?
Right. He drafted Juan Soto, Bryce Harper, right? They're not here anymore. That's not his fault. That's the learners. And so I don't think they're going to get this decision right. And I think my other take is, and I'd love to hear your reaction to this, Denton, that move yesterday signals the rebuild failed and that they're going to have to rebuild again. And we're looking at 4 years. Maybe 2030 we'll get into the postseason.
Yeah, it's not great. You know, there is something that is hilarious about the fact that they fired Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez, and then not even an hour later, they're like, hey, congratulations to our new All-Stars. And you're just like, guys, read the room. Like, I understand you have to because of the timing, but can we read the room? Like, the nice thing is that if you take the ownership situation out of it, you can look at the roster and say there are good players on this roster. If you are an up-and-coming name in these conversations for general manager and manager, I could see why Washington would be a place where you want to come and be a part of the organization, but then you have to factor in the ownership, because are they going to give you all of the freedom that you need in this league to be able to build a winner? Because eventually you're going to have to spend money. Like you mentioned, those years where Washington was winning 90 games every single year, what was a big jump start to that? When they paid Max Scherzer an exorbitant amount of money and he became the ace for years to come. You need to make some sort of move like that in the future if you want to take the young guys that they have and eventually make that next step. I just don't know if anyone who is reputable at the position of general manager, like whoever is what Adam Peters was in football, whoever is that in Major League Baseball, I don't know that that person is going to want to come to Washington right now, so long as the learners are the ones cutting the checks or holding the checks.
Denton, why don't you leave us with this? There's four major pro teams in D.C., the Wizards, the Nationals, the Caps, the Commanders. Rank them in terms of which championship comes next.
So the Commanders, and then there's like a space between everybody else. But the Commanders definitively are at the top, which, how crazy is that? Because if you would have asked me this a year ago, I think that answer would have been very, very different. But they are definitively at the top. And then as crazy as it sounds, it goes Wizards, Caps, Nationals. I think that what Will Dawkins has done this year for the Wizards, they're still a couple years away from being legitimate, but they've made some really impressive moves, and basketball feels like it might be at least somewhat fun again in D.C.
Yeah, Bub Carrington changed his jersey to number 7. I might have to buy one. I believe in Bub. I'm excited for this young group here. I'm totally with you. I think it's Commanders, there's a drop-off, and then it's Wizards, and then it's Capitals, and then it's Nationals there at the bottom. And there is another gap between the Capitals and the Washington Nationals. Denton, thanks so much for joining the show today, man.
Hey, Water, appreciate it as always, man. Be well.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AY Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, back with you here live and local after a week off for the holiday for Independence Day. And we got hit with a bombshell of sports news last night with Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez being out of a job. Well, since then, the Nationals have named an interim GM and an interim manager for the rest of this season, and hopefully they will begin a nationwide search following the conclusion of this season. But there's nothing that I hate more than seeing America lose to Mexico. It drives me nuts. And last night, USA had a chance to win a trophy with Mauricio Pochettino in the Gold Cup, and Mexico not just won, but I thought they dominated in a 2-1 victory in the Gold Cup final in America, in Houston. All the fans there were screaming for Mexico. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Every day on AWOD Radio, we close the show by spotlighting the biggest sporting event of the night on game day.
Every day on AWOD Radio is game day. Home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on
game day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like game day in this game day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game day. Game day.
Biff, let's hear your spit take, your reaction to that one. I mean, nothing pisses me off more than losing to Mexico. I didn't think we were even having a shot to win that game. I was kind of shocked that America took the lead, but I thought that that's what happens when you don't have your best roster in a major tournament.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it yesterday. I said, man, out of every team that I really hate in every sport, like Ohio State's up there. Mexico is right underneath Ohio State, man. I cannot stand losing to that team. Their fans piss me off. Oh, man, their players piss me off. And so I was watching it. And so the only good thing that come out of this game is the bad thing that we were talking about before the Gold Cup, and that's everyone sat, which, in my opinion, I think is the stupid excuse, because I think some of those guys, like Malik Tillman and Diego Luna, are those guys have shown me that, hey, we can play for the Team A. We can play for the World Cup team. And so I'm happy that they got this opportunity. I'm disappointed in last night's performance, but Mexico was an experienced team that they play. I mean, Jimenez, Alvarez, they're all Premier League players. Those guys are really, really good talents. So to go against Malik Tillman and Diego Luna, who are all early 20s and just starting in their career, I think it was disappointing, but I think it has a lot to look forward to. But there's just so much controversy.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
See,
I'm
nervous. I'm not taking that approach, because you lost to Mexico. Well, next year, Mexico's going to be in the bottom third of teams that come for the World Cup.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you play like that against Switzerland, you lose. You play like that against Belgium, you get blown out, like France, Spain, Germany. I think there's Americans that are going to start to get excited here for the World Cup. I think last night showed us we might not even get out of the group stage.
I just can't get behind. I can't go that far, because what I say is, when I look at who hasn't played and who's not playing for our team against Mexico, it's half our team. Right, I mean, our best players are not playing. If we had those best players, we probably win that game. And on top of that, and I don't know how many people actually watched that game, there was a big, big missed handball penalty that should have been called, in my opinion, when he literally played basketball in the box.
He did. And look, I mean, you probably get that call. You're in America. You should have gotten that call. What am I saying? You didn't get the call because the entire stadium was filled with Mexican supporters. The U.S. supporters didn't care. I mean, that's kind of my whole take about this whole summer. Biff, you chime in here. You love soccer, all right? Your generation. Why are they not going to the Gold Cup? Why are they not going to the FIFA Club World Cup? Why are the stadiums empty with Americans here when this is our preliminary? This is our run-up to next year.
It makes me so upset. It was really made me really mad watching yesterday and seeing how many Mexican fans there were supporting their team, and there's zero United States. I don't think I see one American flag. I saw a couple, but they were like the Mexican American flags. I'm like, guys, like, where are the American? And I would be out there. Oh, I would be talking smack. I'm talking the ultimate smack. I'm the ultimate American there. But I don't think America just doesn't understand, because I think we are not as good as other countries. And I think, and in a way, I actually told this about my podcast a couple months ago. I said, I think America's selfish in that way. I think we don't want to celebrate a sport and get into a sport that we are not the best at. Because you look at basketball, we're the best. Well, listen, France is coming, but right now we're usually the best. Baseball, we're the best, right? Football, American football, obviously, right? So I think, in a way, we're kind of selfish. But we have everything it takes to be a good country in soccer, but it just, the fans and the potential to be that good, I just think we're selfish in that way, and it makes me really upset.
Well, I think my biggest issue with it has been, I don't know if it's selfish the right term, but we're afraid to go outside of our country to learn. I think the best U.S. men's national team we've had in my lifetime was the one that Jurgen Klinsmann was in charge of. And, you know, I keep telling this story. I played soccer my whole life growing up here. The most I learned ever was when the dad of one of our kids on the team hired a Brazilian to come in and tutor us once a week. Once we decided to go outside of this country and learn from someone else, we improved. That's what they need to do. And so they hired Mauricio Pochettino. All right, I really wanted on. I wanted Henri. I wanted the massive splash hire. They went with Poch. He's okay. He's had success in the Premier League before. But they have to be committed to doing it the non-American way.
Yeah,
I agree. To do it the possession-based style that they do in England. And I don't know that we're fully committed. And from our players, they're just totally not committed. I mean, you got to call them out because they've been called out before. Christian Pulisic, Yunus Musa, Weston McKennie, they all decided that starting for their club team was more important than winning a trophy on the national team. Because that's what this summer was all about. The only reason, I mean, Weston McKennie played like 6 minutes in the Club World Cup for Juventus. The only reason he was there is because he was trying to earn a spot in the starting lineup, where he could have just played for America and gone for glory. And so they care more about their club than domestic. And that's an issue right there, and that's it's frustrating. I will say, I do think Diego Luna is the right type of guy. You could tell he cares, right? Tillman cares. We need more of those young guys. And so the only bright spot is you made it to the finals with your B squad.
Yeah.
But it's a tournament that had no talent in it anyway. Let's be honest.
You got a point.
No freaking talent in that tournament. Canada lost to Guatemala. What are we doing here?
Well, you know, I think Canada's pretty good. I don't know how they lost.
I think they're pretty good for CONCACAF standards. True. I don't think they're very good when you consider you throw European teams in there. You know,
that is true.
If you even throw, I would take Ghana over Canada. I would take Ivory Coast over Canada. You know, I might even take South Korea and Japan over Canada. So it's just not our game here in North America. But it's coming here next summer. Get ready for it. So we close the show every day by spotlighting the biggest sporting event of the night. I am locked into this Wimbledon action on ESPN. Yannick Sinner, the number one seed, is down to the number 19, Gregor Dimitrov. The winner of that gets Ben Shelton, gets the American in the quarterfinals. Once again, we have not had an American champion since Andy Roddick in 2003. I'm not sure Biff was born then, and I kind of feel like that's what's missing for tennis in this country. It's almost like soccer. Like, if these kids had watched their dads win a championship, it would have been different. They never had success. In tennis, we're watching these kids who were not born when Sampras was winning championships and when Agassi won. So they had like no mentors from this country to look up to. I think that's why we've struggled here. That, and it's such a mental game, and we're mentally not all the way there, it seems like. So many of these Americans just lose their minds, start throwing their rackets when they lose a set. But we do have two into the quarterfinals. Ben Shelton, Taylor Fritz, keep an eye on them. Fritz will be in action tomorrow morning against Khachanov. Appreciate everybody listening to the show. Thanks to Stubb running the ones and twos, Biff, our intern for the summer. We will be back tomorrow and for the rest of the week, live and local, here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for Football Festival, presented by Taylor Long Properties, August 16th from 6 to 10 p.m. Football Fest 3 primetime at River City Roll under the lights, featuring a full season preview, football season preview show. We'll have prizes. We'll have giveaways. The Commanders are sending a special alum down here to sign autographs and take photos. It's going to be a ton of fun, and we are about a month and a week away. It'll be August 16th at River City Roll. We'll be back tomorrow from 12 to 3 right here on The Fan. Grant and Danny drive you home. Don't go anywhere. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.